The call for new IMF power stems from frustration that nothing has happened to correct the growing trade and financial imbalances that distort global economic activity. The heart of the imbalance is America's huge trade deficit and China's corresponding surplus. Peter Kennan, economics professor at Princeton University, is a leading authority on global finance.
For precisely the reason that people think such a large imbalance can lead to crisis, it could at some point trigger a crisis. You could have a flight from the dollar.
To maintain confidence in the dollar and head off what it fears could be an eventual uncontrolled decline, the IMF proposes to be more involved in some issues. For example, persuading China to allow its currency to gradually rise against the dollar. Bill Klein is a researcher at Washington's Institute for International Economics.
There's growing conflict about the Chinese currency being undervalued, and we need an honest broker who can tell the United States to get rid of its fiscal deficit and can tell China and other Asian countries to allow their currencies to appreciate.
IMF Chief Rodrigo Durato of Spain won support during the Washington meeting for his plan to give the fund a greater role in mediating economic disputes. He also wants China to have a larger voice within the IMF. Princeton Professor Kennan calls that a sensible trade-off if the IMF is pushing China on currency reform.
I think the Chinese feel this very deeply. That if they are to be the target of criticism, if they are being called upon to make major changes, if they are being called upon to listen to the world economy, the world opinion, they say we need the voice to influence world opinion.
The reform plan will be debated over the next few months, and it won't become operational at least until September. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.